When I gave the shmooze in the base medrash, so Aryeh presented a request from someone that we should mention Shovim. So this is the last inning. This is the last opportunity. This is the mem. The mem of Shovim is Parshas Mishpatim. So it starts with a mem. But I think the remez, I don't remember where I saw this years ago, that Mishpatim comes from the Shvita of the mem. The mem is Nishpat. There's a Shvita, there's a judgment on the mem. What does that mean, there's a judgment on the mem? So let's talk about that. What is the Mishpat of the mem, the Shvita of the mem? You know, when we lay Mishpatim, we're going to be laying Shkalim. And we're going to introduce the concept of the Machtzis HaShekel. Be'echad ma'adar mashmin ala Shkalim ve'ala kilayim. But ba'ala Shkalim. So, Moshe Rabbeinu struggled, Chazal tell us, with this concept of Shkalim. He didn't understand how you're mekayim the mitzvah of Shkalim, what's the message of the mitzvah of Shkalim, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chazal tell us, took the shekel from the Kisei HaKavod and says, this is what you're supposed to give. It's not exactly clear what Moshe Rabbeinu's dilemma was, what Moshe Rabbeinu's struggle was, and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu resolved in Shkalim. And obviously this is a exciting time, Rabosai. Not only Parshas Mishpatim, not only the last opportunity for the Tshuva of Shovavim, of the Mishpat HaMem, not only Parshas Shkalim, but Mishenichnes Adar Marben B'Simcha. I had a conversation with my little daughter, Atara. So she was running around saying Mishenichnes Adar. So I said, what's Adar? What's Adar? Explain to me what Adar is. So she says, Marben. Marben B'Simcha. I think she just went on in the song. I didn't think she was like answering me. But how does all this fit in together, and what's the message? What's the message that we have as we approach the month of Adar? So I think we could focus on one thing that really weaves these concepts together, and that's something that was that dawned on me this week. The Torah introduces to us Parshas Mishpatim. Parshas Mishpatim, Rabbi said, we just take last year, Baba Kama. I mean, you have so much to talk about. I mean, a guy in yeshiva, Mirtz Hashem, Rabbi, say it should Parshas Mishpatim being Maver Sedra should get easier and easier. I mean, eventually, hopefully, you'll breeze through Parshas Mishpatim because all it is just Gemaras that you've seen, Mirtz Hashem. You know that it's Masechtas that Rashi's quoting in a brief synopsis. You know, on every pasuk. So there's so much. As we approach the dinim, as we approach Parshas Mishpatim, there's so much to talk about, and yet the Torah says Ve'ela Mishpatim Asher Tosim Lehem. Rashi tells us Ve'ela, you should link these dinim, all the world of what of Mishpatim of Dine Mamanis, to Har Sinai Ve'ela the Vav HaChibur, and then the Torah says what we spent so much time on what Rabosai, the Eved Ivri. The Eved Ivri that's sold into slavery, either he stole or he needed a parnasa. And what happens? He says, "Avhafti es adoni vesishti, v'rotza es oznov." You have to do ritzias oizen. You have to pierce his ear. This is the segue into the mishpatim. This is the classic. Give me some baba kama. Give me some bamitzia. Yeah, that's the world of Mishpatim. That's the way to introduce Mishpatim. There's so many psukim, Ritzias HaOizen. Why does the Torah choose specifically Eved Ivri and so many psukim that are dedicated that's the introduction to Mishpatim? That's the introduction to Mishpatim. Bother me a little bit. That's such a focus on Eved Ivri, which is not a parsha that you would think is the classic Mishpatim style parsha. There is a Rabbeinu Bechai. But before I introduce this Rabbeinu B'chai, I want to ask one more question on the Parsha of the Eved Ivri. So, there are many questions to really ask about the Parsha of the Eved Ivri at the outset of this week's Parsha. But in addition to the fact that we're piercing his ear, Chazal tell us, why are we piercing his ear? Because, Oizen zu asher shama what? Ki li b'nei Yisrael ava. Person heard what? That HaKadosh, we are the slaves, the servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he went and he was kainan adam to himself. Right? Does anyone know where that pasuk was said, Rabbi Yisai? Oizem sheshama ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim. So I would assume that it's probably somewhere in Parshas Bo, right? Why do I assume it's in Parshas Bo? Because everything that we're talking about is Parshas Bo. Is what? Is with the Mashko. Why do we have the Ritzias Ozon? Where's the Ritzias Ozon, Rabbi Yisai? On the Delis. On the door with the Mashko, if the Pasuk says in this week's Parsha, right? Right? So probably somewhere in that Parsha with the Mashko and the Delis that we're doing the Ritzias Ozon, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Kili b'nei Yisrael avod. Chedush HaRim points out it's not there. It's not said there. That pasuk Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim, v'lo avode l'avodim, and then v'lo avodim l'avodim, and they're not going. They shouldn't be an eved to someone else. Is said in Parshas Bahar, way later in Vayikra. Yet there seems to be this imagery of this whole conversation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu about you being his eved and not being anyone else's eved that happened where in Parshas Bo. When the blood was placed on the doors. And what is the significance of the doors, Rabosai? Why the doors? Why is that relevant? You wanna give this guy a zetz, right? My father, whenever I wouldn't come or I would be stubborn, I said, I'm not coming, so what would he do? Take me by the ear and he'd pull me. That's the way to, you know. So you wanna give me a zetz, you wanna pull me, you wanna give me a piercing, you know, it's not right, fine. But what do you have to do it against the door? What do you have to do it? Oh, so it comes along Rashi and he says, no, because they put blood on the door. So what? So they put blood on the door. Well, what does that have to do with anything? Why is that relevant to this Eved Ivri that says, now I want to stay a hafti, a sadoini, a sishti, a sbonai. I like what's going on here, and I'd like to stay as a slave past my sentence, past the years that I had to be here for. So, Rabosai, I think the Torah is telling us something very important. And I'd like to introduce what the Rabbeinu B'chaya tells us. Rabbeinu B'chaya tells us really lies. There's such a fundamental word and term that's used in the way that we approach the Parsha of Eved Ivri that I think can answer all these questions. Rabosai, Rabbeinu B'chaya asks, an Eved Ivri is a Yid. An Eved Ivri is not an Eved Knaini. An Eved Ivri is a regular Yisrael. An Eved Ivri is a guy who's struggling. Either he stole and he needs to pay back for that for stealing and he gets sold into slavery by Beis Din, or he needs some extra parnasa. So he has to what? He has to become a slave. So say this is the Rabbeinu B'chaya. So say, Kisikna Yisrael Eved. Or Kisikna Eved Yisrael Li Yisrael. Why are we using this phrase and this term that we always use? What did anyone ever think, asked Rabbeinu B'chaya, why you call him an Eved Ivri? Where is that phrase coming from? Why is he a Hebrew? It's like from the movie The Ten Commandments, the Hebrews. Where's this from? Eved Ivri. Why are you referring to him as an Eved Ivri? Comes along Rabbeinu B'chaya and he says something incredible. He says, you know when that term, you know when that description was relevant to us, was the way we were called, was our name, Rabbi Yisai? Where was it? In Mitzrayim. When we were Taka Avodim. And for most of us, the Kli Yakar says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us to the door. HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up a door. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm now opening the door of opportunity, of emancipation, of freedom, of liberty, to now become what? Yisrael! To become a sar!
to become a leader, to now embrace gadlus, chayrus, ein lecha beino, when chayr nele misha oisek batayra. Yet Rabbi Isai, even though you're physically free, even though you're not technically a slave, even though I'm allowed to do what I want, I live in the free world, Rabbi Isai, comes along the Rabbi Nebuchaye, and he says at the beginning of Parshas Shpatim that there are certain individuals that remain in Mitzrayim, that are still Ivriim, that don't actualize that name Yisrael, that Sar HaToyre, like Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky is called, the Sar Moron Sar HaToyre, someone who is a Sar, a leader, a minister, a Gadol. He's just an Ivri. You know why, Rabbi Isai? But there's no Mitzrayim that are whipping me. There's no bricks that have to be built. It's because I become what? A slave to Parshas Mishpatim. Rabbi Isai, everyone reads the beginning of this week's Parsha and they ask the Kasha like I just asked. Slavery. Avdus. What is this? That's something for the history books. It's something for the beginning of, you know, for the Civil War. It's something that we learn about in history. There's no slavery, Bizman Azeh. This is not something that I can connect to. Why am I learning? Why am I opening at the outset of what? Parshas Mishpatim. About a concept historically about slavery. It's so not relevant. It so doesn't connect to today's world. Zokt, according to Rabbeinu Bechai, I want to suggest, it's very relevant, Rabbi Isai. You see, because we could all be Jewish. We could all wear these caps. We could all haggle through the motions. And deep down, Rabbi Isai, we are still avodim. What are we avodim to? We are avodim to Dine Mominis. We are avodim in Parshas Mishpatim. We are avodim to the mem of Shoivadim, to the mem of Momen, to the mem of Mone, to the mem of Masayim. There was a song that my kids used to love to sing. I think it's probably an old song already. Uri Davidi. I think it was, you want money, 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 Roitzim Masayim. I want money, 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 you keep on trying. It's all mems. Money, money, Masayim, Momen. That's mem. That's the Shvita of the mem. That's Shoivivim. Yeah, it doesn't look like slavery. It doesn't look like Avdus. Paro's not here adjudicating, but is Paro still around? You betcha. Rabbi Isai, that's Shoivivim. That's the mem, the chasima of Shoivivim. That's the avoida with each and every one of you, Rabbi Isai. It is so relevant. Are you an Ivri? Are you a Yisrael? Are you a Sar? Or are you an Eved? Are you still in that virtual Mitzrayim? Because you need to be defined based on the Mammon, and that defines who you are. And when I have a challenge or a conflict, that's obviously going to win, and that's going to overcome my life. So then there is still an Avdus. And that's what we need to make sure, that it doesn't take over our lives and it doesn't define who we are. And we're still becoming Yisraelim. Now, this does not mean to say that a person shouldn't put in ishtadlus, that a person shouldn't try to make money, that a person shouldn't try to live comfortably. But Rabbi Isai, a person has to be honest when he opens up the parsha of Chayshim Mishpat, the parsha of Dinei Mamonis, the parsha of a parnosa. Am I obsessed? Am I an Eved to such a reality? Is that what defines everything? And then if I still have some time for God, then maybe I'll leave the leftovers for God. Is that what it is? Then that's Avdus. Then you're an Ivri. Then the most appropriate Parsha to begin Parsha's Mishpatim is to recognize Eved Ivri is not something that's historical. Eved Ivri is something that's Kayim Hayoim. Rabbi Isai, there is dinim in Choshen, Mishpat, and Gemara and Mabamitziah based on the Parsha of Avdus that is Nogei Halacha L'Maisa. Do you know that the Maharam Rumberg and his Paskin in Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to sign a contract to a job for more than 3 years? You know why? Because if you do, it's Kili B'Yisrael B'Yer Avodim V'Loy Avodim L'Avodim. You're violating the Parsha of Eved Ivri. You're buying yourself a master. You're Koina Oidin La'atzmo. That's Kayim Hayom. Do you know that the Gemara says, Omar Rav B'Metziyad Afyudom and Aleph, it's Paskin in Shulchan Aruch? That a poil is able to be choizer be'emtza hayom, he can quit in the middle of his job. How do you know that he's allowed to quit, ask the Gemara? How do you know that he's allowed to quit? So the Gemara says, K'ili b'nei Yisrael avodim, v'loy avodim la'avodim. Because life can't be an avdus. Because you can't, you have to realize that the parsha of Eved Ivri is chai v'kayom. And I know a lot of people that suffer from the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim. That the world of the mem of Shoivivim takes over their lives. It's so consuming. I know a lot of wealthy people, though, that are not avodim to their wealth. That have the understanding of how to utilize the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. How to stay connected and recognize on a constant basis that it's a gift from Hashem. And that it could come and go in a second. And that's not who I am, and I don't define myself based on it. Pursue it, Rabbi Yisai. Make as much money as possible, but don't become an eved to the money. Don't let it define your existence. Still have the name of a Yisrael, like the Rabbeinu B'chai says, even if you make money. And even when you approach the parsha of Mishpatim, of Mamun, of Mona, of Messiah. Rabbi Yisai, we take this eved. Look what he did. He says, my bills are paid. I got a nice pillow. Everything's good. Ahavti es adoini ves ishti ves bonai. These kids are. This woman's a shivka chreinus. She's a guy. Ahavti. This is what we took you out of Mitzrayim for. Don't you understand? Don't you get it? We put blood on the doors. Do you know why we put blood on the doors? So this guy thinks, yeah, because I want to build a big house. Because I want to have a lot of windows in the front. Because I want that doorway to be impressive. Because I want to make it in the world. You misunderstood the whole concept of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The concept of Yetzias Mitzrayim was not to build a house, but it was to build a what? A home. No matter what that structure looks like. Rabbi Yisai, we get lost in the world of houses. We need to be focused on the world of homes. We become avodim to the physical structure in the front, to the doorways. Kliyoker says a door in this week's parsha. We take and we do retzias ha'ozen by the door. You know why? Because a door can be, as I said before, an opening. An opening to a life of Yisrael. An opening to a life of opportunity. An opening of a life to have comfortable and to try to make it as much as you can, but founded and grounded based on being a what? A Yisrael. And if there's a conflict and there's an issue, that's what's going to make my decisions in life. I'm not going to be the entrepreneur that also happens to be Jewish. No. I start off as a Yid. I start off as a Yisrael. I'm not going to be an Eved to this job. I'm not going to be an Eved to this life. I'm not going to take a job that's going to make me say, I like this life of making money, even if I have no time for my family. And I'm not going to see my kids. And I'm never going to have a time to learn with them. And I'm never going to have a time to do mitzvahs with them. Or to talk to them about what matters in life. Rabbi Yisai, that's not Kayum. That avdus doesn't exist. You have to make sure that when you're looking for jobs, it's not just about the green. It's not just about, it's got to be about the money, Rabbi Yisai. Don't misconstrue what I'm saying. I all give you a bracha that you should all be extremely wealthy. Okay? You guys should all be matzliach, but you should not only be saying amen to the wealthy part, Rabbi Yisai. That's my problem. For some reason, that wakes everyone up. The first half of this year, you should also be saying amen to.
Amen.
Thank you, Moshe. Amen. Rabbi Yisai, that's exactly it. I grew up with the same exact culture. But unfortunately, I also get to know about what happens when a person makes it in the business world and then he's 56 years old, 65 years old, and he realizes he has no relationship with his kids. He has a horrible relationship with his wife. And many times it gets even worse, I would say. What? Were you a Yisrael?
or were you an Eved? Do you think Avdus just has to do with shackles and pyramids? Or do you understand that Avdus is a din in Shulchan Aruch Hayom, in our Chosh Mishpat? Rav, Poyol Yachol Achzer Be'emtza Hayom. Person could quit today because of the dinim of Avdus. Because Avdus is Chai V'Kayim. The most appropriate way to end Shovvim, to end the Mishpat of Mem, of Momon, of Mona, of Masayim, of Moni, of Nom, of Uri Davidi's song, is to teach us the Parsha of Eved Ivri. To walk up to the structure of the opening of the house and recognize that this is a doorway of opportunity. This is a doorway that now, don't just put the mezuzah on the outside. You know, I was talking to someone this week, trying to find out about someone, you know, where's he holding? And so the person says to me, you know, does he have a Rav? Does he speak to the Rav? So I speak to the Rav. So the Rav said, you know, I haven't had a lot of conversations. I put the mezuzahs on his door. You put the mezuzahs on his door. And then what happened afterwards? Did you go inside? Did you ever have a conversation with him about what's going on inside the house? His Yiddishkeit stops at the door. It's like the Kliyakar says, like the door can be slammed. You can get slammed by the door and be locked out also. A doorway does not mean you're necessarily getting inside. A doorway could be a source to leave someone outside. Says the Kliyakar, the Delis, you locked the Yiddishkeit on the outside. Yeah, you got a Delis, you had a structure, but you took the blood that was put outside of Mitzrayim and you understood it as to be a structure. That's all it is. No, it's an opening. It's a door of a psicha. It's a door of opportunity. It's a door of beginning a new lifestyle. It's a door, not of a house, but a door of a home. That's what the Torah is doing by doing Ritzias HaOizen by the doorway. You misunderstood the door. You got locked out. The door was just closed on you. You got locked out. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. That's what happened to you, you Eved Ivri. That now says, I want to stay longer. This life works. The bills are paid. What else could I ask for? What else could I ask for? Nebuch Rachmano Litzlon. You could ask for opening the door. You could ask for a life of opportunity. You could ask for a life of Hatzlocha. You could ask for a life of being a Sara Toira. And Nebuch, he left off by the mezuzah at the door. That was the last conversation I had with the rabbi. It never got inside. Rabbi, we take the Eved Ivri. We bring him to that door that was supposed to be the Haskola. Supposed to be the Haskola of what? A new name. A new identity. A name of Yisrael as opposed to an Ivri. And we take him back to that doorway and we say, Chazer Parshas Bo. You got to relearn why we put the blood on the doorway. You got to re-understand what was really going on there. The Chiddush HaRim is 100% right, Rabbi Yisai. Kodesh Baruch Hu never said the actual phrase, Ki li b'nei Yisrael avad. But those understood what was lying behind everything that we were doing. It was the foundation, it was the underpinnings of everything that was said, of all the rituals, of all the practice, of all the mitzvahs. This is what life's about. And what happened? There were some guys in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim that remained with the name Hebrew, the name that remained Ivri, that they missed the boat. They misunderstood. Rabbi Yisai, we're opening Chodesh Adar. Chodesh Adar, the Yontif of Purim, Rabbi Yisai, the Megillah starts off very interesting. So much focus on Achashverosh's wealth. On the such a beautiful party, delicacies, and impressing the whole world, showing off how rich he was, takes out covered v'siferes, all, he even got the big day kohen gadol and the kalim from the mikdash. Look what I have, showing off, showing off, showing off. Rabbi Yisai, why don't we say hallel on Purim? What does Gemara Megillah say? One of the reasons, because Akati, what is the Lashon of the Gemara? But I say, listen to the Lashon of the Gemara. We don't say Halal on Purim. We can't say Halal on Purim today because Akati Avdei Achashverosh Anan. Because there still is an Avdus. What is there an Avdus of, everybody say? We relate to that beginning of the Megillah. we are a little bit slaves to that reality of that kavod v'siferes, of becoming obsessed with more and being ma'asif mammon and mammon and mammon. For what? Just for the sake of being ma'asif mammon. To the extent that we might not even have things, and we won't even necessarily support good cause. We just want more and more and more. For what? Because, just because. That's Akati Avdei Achashverosh Adar. The Rebbeinu Shalom tells us, Shabbos Mevarchem Adar, don't say Halalam Purim. We have to recognize that the wealth is not going to lead to success. You should pursue the wealth as long as with the right focus, the right perspective, with that Shem Yisrael. And then Emir Tzah Hashem, you'll have a tremendous amount of Atzlacha. There is room for wealth in Avodas Hashem. And as we're going to see in the next few parashios, after Parashas Mishpatim, Truma, Tetzaveh, beautiful, gold, silver, Nechoshes, Givaldik, Mordechai gets the wealth. Mordechai, at the end of the Megillah, the whole wealth went from Haman, Baisai, went from Haman, and what? Was exchanged to Mordechai. That's because Mordechai was not an Eved to the wealth. That's because Mordechai understood Parshas Mishpatim. Mordechai was not an Eved Ivri. Mordechai was a Yisrael, was a Sara Toira. And he was able to deal with the wealth in the right way, and he did not become an Eved to that wealth, and to that pursuit, and to that lifestyle. Rabbi Yisai, Haman, the Gemara says, as we recite Parsha Shkol, Haman what? Haman gave 10,000 kikar kesef. Tosfos says in Megillah, he gave 10,000 shkolim, right? Keneged, Tosfos is cheshbon, all the number of the Jews in the decree, right? So the Gemara says that we lay in Parsha Shkolim, this week's Parsha, to be makdim our shkolim to the shkolim of Haman. Haman was a ma'asiv moment. Haman's shkolim was in Akati Avdei Achashverosh Hanan. It's only if we have the right perspective on what the shekel represents, on what the shekel does, on how the shekel is going to influence us, on how we approach the shekel, that we can be saved and have the full salvation and not anymore be Akati Avdei Achashverosh Hanan. That is why we lay in Parsha Shkolim. That's why we lay in Parsha Shkolim now. Moshe Rabbeinu says Shkolim in the Mikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says yes. If you take the shekel with the Kesi HaKovid from the Kesi HaKovid, if you have the right approach to the shekel, if the shekel doesn't define you and the shekel is used for the right things and you make sure that you have the right approach to Mominis Mishpatim Monim Asayim in this week's Parsha, so then yes, wealth is a beautiful thing. Wealth can be a bracha. Wealth can be something that we want you to have. But you have to be makdim your machtes ha-shekel, which is for karbonis, which is for building a beis hamikdash, which is for a beis medrash, for a beis hakneses, for supporting people, for tzedakah, for chesed. Balance, Rabbi Yisai, not an obsession, not an eved ivri. Then Emir Tzah Hashem, the momin, will be a bracha, Rabbi Yisai. That's Parshas Mishpatim. That's Parshas Shkolim. That's the answer to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu's dilemma. Isn't Mammon is something that's treif? No, Adrabba, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we also know that there's a Parsha of Eved Ivri. We also know that a person could approach the Parsha of Avdus and he could say, as long as the bills are paid, as long as everything's taken care of, so then what? Ahavti es Adonai es Aviv es Ishti. Es Ishti. I love this lifestyle. Because what? Bottom line, it's easier. I get it through. And I'm not trying to minimize everybody's side. The world out there, the business world is getting more and more complicated. But that's exactly why this shmooze is more and more relevant, everybody said. That is our struggle, everybody said. That is our nisayim. Exactly what the Gemara told us. Akati Avdei Achashverosh Hanan. So be honest with yourself. Ask yourself this question. When this dilemma happens, when this conflict occurs, what is the driving force in my life? Who am I a real Eved to? Does the Parsha of Eved Ivri really not apply to me? Do I really approach the doorways of the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of Parsha's bow? Did I really get the message? Did I really understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to say this? Come into my domain. Build a home and don't focus on a house. Is that what I'm really doing? That's what we need to ingrain and influence in this person that's called an Eved Ivri. that the Rabbeinu Bachai is telling us. The Mammonis, the Mishpatim, the Shoivim, the Tshuva on our wealth. We Baruch Hashem, and thank God we have this. We live in an affluent generation. Baruch Hashem, for the most part, we don't have the Nisyonos that our grandparents had. And Mamish could not even imagine the way we live, and would never even think that a Jew can live in such a lifestyle. But that comes with its own struggles. That comes with a different type of avdus. That comes with its own issues. To be in Eved Hashem in some ways, Rabbi Yisai, when the struggle was so difficult, when all you had to turn to was who? Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is Ein Lano Mi Lishoyin Ela Avinu Shebashamayim? It's dark. It's difficult. There's no food on the table. What's the options? Just to cry out to the Rabbeinu Shalom? In some ways, when it's so difficult, in some ways it's easier to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you got no other options. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that clear. It gets very blurry in this world of Akati Anan Avdei Achashverosh Anan. We're still slaves of Achashverosh. In this world of an Eved Ivri. In this world of what? Of Ahavti Yisadayin Vesey. L'maisa, what matters is, are the bills paid? Am I doing well? How do we balance the checkbook? What are the debits against the credits? That's the only thing that I'm checking. So then what? What gets left out by the wayside, everybody say? Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yisrael, the shame Yisrael is lost. Sometimes that gets very difficult to find in this new struggle that totally differs from the struggles of past generations. But Rabbi said we have to call it out. We have to be honest. We have to recognize it. We have to pursue, but we have to do so with balance. We have to do so to make sure that it's not going to redefine us, that it's not going to take over and consume us and redefine our identity. Mirtz Hashem, Rabbi Yisai, if we come out of this parsha and lane these parshias, but not only lane them to be Yitzhak Kriyas HaTayr, the Vilna Gaon says that the Arba Kriyas, the four parshias that we are about to embark upon, this week's parsha, the Vilna Gaon says, is Keneged what? Oilam Hazeh, Oilam Haba, Mashiach, and Tchiyas HaMesim. The four parshias are Keneged four stages of the world. Oilam Hazeh, Oilam Haba, Mashiach, Tchiyas HaMesim. Rabbi say, what is the first of the four parshias? Parsha Shkolah. The Nisayin of Oilam Hazeh, Rabbi say, is what? The Shekel. Is how we're going to deal with the Shekel. Is Akati Avde Achashverosh Anon. The Oilam Hazeh Dikin Nisayin, Rabbi say. So Mirtz Hashem, we're going to lay in Parsha Shkolah. At the Zman of Parshas Mishpatim. At Shoivivim of the Mem, of the Mammon, of the Mona, of the Messiah. And in Mirtz Hashem, Rabbi Yisai, we are going to exit the world of Akati Avdei Achashverosh Anan. We are going to understand that the whole story started off because of things that really exist in our lives, and we are not so different than Achashverosh at the beginning of the Megillah. But we want to get to where the end of the Megillah, where Mordechai was given all the wealth, the Beis Haman, all of what we all dream of, and what? It didn't change Mordechai one iota. Mordechai was the same goyin, was the same tzaddik, was the same Baal Chesed. It didn't affect his personality whatsoever, Rabbi Yisai. That is the tachlis of the Megillah. That is the tachlis of Purim. It's to take the wealth of Achashverosh, to take the shkolim of Haman, and to put it in the pocket of and the wallet of who? Of Mordechai. And the Mirtza Hashem, Rabbi Yisai, we were going to bring the Yeshua. And the Mirtz Hashem, we're going to celebrate next year Purim in Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh with the wealth of Truma, of Tetzaveh, of the Kovod V'Siferet, of the Kohen Gadol, Mirtz Hashem, by passing the Nisayon of the Mem.